As you might expect on a day like this, Simon Marks, our US correspondent, joins us to give us more. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Ian. I don't think there's ever been a day like this. I have to say, I've never seen a series of developments quite like the ones that we've witnessed here in Washington just over the last 90 minutes or so. About the only thing that has not happened is President Trump suddenly speaking fluent Russian, but it's not even lunchtime here yet, so who knows what will happen later in the day. We have just been treated, courtesy of the Russian news agency TASS, because no American reporters were allowed into the Oval Office for this particular meeting, to a series of images in which Donald Trump, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and the Russian ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Kislyak, can be seen yucking it up in a series of photographs in the Oval Office, a meeting with Sergei Lavrov that was announced just a matter of hours after Donald Trump last night disposed of the FBI director James Comey. The Democrats, who of course in the past had called for James Comey to be fired because they didn't like the way that he was handling Hillary Clinton's email investigation, now are accusing Donald Trump of an obstruction of justice. A little bit earlier in the day, amid all the discussion that's going on here about whether this has echoes of Watergate, Donald Trump surprised reporters at the White House, because just before he met Sergei Lavrov and Ambassador Kislyak, the reporters from the United States were allowed into the Oval Office. And who did they discover? Sitting next to Donald Trump, but none other than Richard Nixon's former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger.
I have Henry Kissinger with us. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. And thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
Why did you fire Director Comey? Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
Donald Trump's first public comments on why he fired the FBI Director James Comey, although, as you know, he took to Twitter this morning, doubling down on that decision. And I think really now we're in a situation where everyone is waiting to see what the fallout from all of this is going to be. The Democrats, as I say, are absolutely outraged, and they are insisting on the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate the ties that they believe may have existed between Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians during last year's election campaign. Here's the Democrats' leader in the Senate, Charles Schumer.
If he believes, as I do, that the American people must be able to have faith in the impartiality of this investigation, he must appoint a special prosecutor and get his investigation out of the hands of the FBI and far away from the heavy hand of this administration.
And just to be clear, the he that he was talking about there is the Deputy Attorney General, who would play a role in determining whether a special prosecutor should be appointed. Republicans are pushing back against the notion that it's time for a special prosecutor to be appointed. Some Republicans nonetheless have expressed dismay about what the president did last night, and they are requesting further explanation from the White House as to why he summarily dismissed the FBI Director James Comey. Here's what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say on television a short while ago.
I think there's a case to be made that he should be replaced. Now the question is, who's he going to replace him with? The Russian investigation will go forward in our committee, and it will go forward in the FBI.
But the Russian investigation will only go forward in the FBI if the new FBI director authorizes it to go forward. And there is speculation here that Donald Trump may turn to the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, to be the next head of the FBI. Mr. Giuliani just happens to be in Washington today for what he has described as meetings.
Well, indeed, and I'm sure they're very interesting meetings, whoever they're with. Simon, let me just take you back to something you said at the beginning of your report there. Did I get this wrong, or did you say that TASS news agency were allowed into this meeting with Lavrov, but no American journalist was?
That is correct. Actually, it appears to be photographs that were taken by a Ministry of Foreign Affairs photographer from the Russian government. There were no American media outlets present in the room. All the photographs of the meeting have been distributed here through a company called Getty Images, which is a big archive of daily photographs, and they are crediting TASS with those images. So the only images that we have of the meeting between Donald Trump The Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador are not coming from American sources. They are coming from the Russian government. And parenthetically, I should also tell you that in a separate development here last night, a reporter was actually arrested and charged in connection with public disorder for shouting questions at Kellyanne Conway, the White House senior aide and also a member of Donald Trump's cabinet. This amid reports that Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, shortly after James Comey's firing was made public, was hiding in the bushes at the White House in a bid to avoid reporters. The Washington Post has a big article about Mr. Spicer's attempts to evade the reporters to whom he is supposed to be accountable. And if you want to read that, just head over to my Twitter feed. I've linked to it.
Well, we've all done it. Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent there. Some incredible scenes. Not least, when James Comey apparently found out about his firing, people shouted out, "Behind you," because there was, a CNN news feed on a screen behind him, and it had a his sacking. That was apparently the first time he learnt about it.